Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danker, Bharat Ejectician Ryan Huang. So, you know, with the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, closed borders fueled fears of a food shortage. That, of course, sparked panic buying at supermarkets in Singapore and around the world.
Yeah, certainly remember that. Aside from toilet paper, I think canned foods were very popular. The disruption to food supply chains, of course, also caused worry about runaway food prices due to inflation. And this has indeed cast a spotlight on the importance of food security for countries all over the world.
Yeah, for sure. And the question is, could AI or Internet of Things possibly solve this issue and get rid of such worries, especially when it comes to aquaculture, the aquaculture front? Well, fish service provider Chin Hu recently announced that it's entered into a $1 million unsecured convertible loan agreement with Aqua Easy. Now, that's a unit of the Bosch Group, and this is a strategic aquaculture tie-up.
This agreement with Aqua Easy will actually help enhance features and the proliferation of Aqua Easy's AI and IoT solutions and services. The two companies have entered into a five-year memorandum of understanding for collaboration. To tell us more about this tie-up, we're joined by Yap Kok Ching, Chief Executive Officer of Chin Hu. Good morning, Kok Ching.
Hi, good morning, Bharti. Hi, good morning, Alet.
Now, Kok Ching, I understand that the last time you spoke to Money FM back at the start of 2021, you had a really ambitious target to bring the company's revenue across the 100 million Singapore dollar mark. So give us a status report, a progress report.
I think we're doing very okay in times like this. I mean, the COVID, our ornamental fish and pet business are still performing okay. And we are moving on a lot of R&D research projects for the aquaculture. So I think we are still on track to that. I mean, the growth will be slower this year, but I think there's still some growth.
Yeah, the last time we spoke, we were talking about Chin Hu's ornamental fish business. Could you share a little bit more with us? I mean, how did you tide through the pandemic with that?
I mean, we have proven that we are recession-proof, but I think now we can say that we are pandemic-proof as well. a lot of people are staying home and pick up hobbies, like cycling and things like that. Luckily, I mean, like fish hobbies and pets hobbies are still one of the favorite. And that's the reason why we are seeing increase in demand. However, we are being disrupted by the sea freight and the air freight delays and restriction limitations. So pros and cons, we are seeing positive outlook for the pets for now, yeah.
How are you getting over those supply chain snags that you just mentioned?
Well, we just have to find more routings for the air freight, and usually it takes longer for us to reach the customers. For example, it used to be like 24 hours, and it's now like 40, 45, something like that. But we managed to do it, and then as for the sea freight, we just have to bring in more stocks. Stop for longer.
A bit more strategic planning there. Let's talk about this investment in Aqua Easy. First of all, tell us about Aqua Easy and why you chose them.
Okay, Aqua Easy is a unit of Bosch. I mean, like for us, we are moving towards high-tech farming. Yeah. And I believe that the future of farming is based on science and systems. So the background of it is that 2 years ago, we actually think of we need to move into aquaculture and specifically to grow something in Singapore. So in the context of the higher operating costs and things like that, and we think that shrimps are the species that we can focus on, basically because of it has shorter cultivation times of 4 months versus fish that is like 1 to 2 years or sometimes more than that. So it makes a lot of economic sense for us to do that. I mean, shrimps even can capture higher price. But however, how to do it in Singapore? I cannot be doing it using a traditional way, because traditional methods point for disease outbreak and the consistency in the output are not there. So moving into high tech, we have developed a system, super intensive system, that can produce about 9 kg per meter square versus a traditional way of farming that produce about 1 kg per meter square. So you can see that the intensity is actually higher. So we need things or AI and things to actually help us. So Bosch offers two solutions that I think is is very interesting to us. They do have the first one, the water monitoring systems, which actually monitors the water parameters 24/7, sending us alert whenever the parameters get out of hand. So it actually gives us time to rectify what is needed. It's especially important for super intensive where we pack a lot of streams in one small area. Second technology that they use is something very, very interesting, which is hydrophone that is put in the water to listen to the stream for activities. Yes, this is something very interesting.
Yeah. Tell us more about this. What exactly are you hearing through this?
I have to give you some background. I mean, in traditional farmers, they do not know what's happening in the water. They have to base on experience, and then sometimes it can be very wrong. And a lot of other factors such as weather, you know, it gets colder and the stream don't move so much in detail. You cannot see it because the water is milky, the streams are bottom. So with the sensors in the water, can actually track the activities of the stream. And of course, with that, it actually translates into something of the stream wanted to eat or not to eat. And it is very, very interesting in this sense. And also, we are able to detect, through the one-year collaboration, we are able to detect other physical things that happens in the stream, that the stream needs to molt to grow, and the pre-molting and the molting period. We can actually track that. Mm. And it also helps us in terms of, you know, some of the things that we initially thought that the stream might not want to eat during rainy days, or the stream might eat a lot in the nighttime and things like that. So with the data that we got, it actually helped us to translate into better efficient systems and feeding systems.
I can imagine people who are into all this are quite fascinated by the detail that you're sharing with us. Kok Ching, I'm curious though. I mean, Chin Hu's traditional core business is ornamental fish, but you've got aquaculture. Does it complement each other or distract?
Yes, very much. It has to complement each other. We are using our ornamental fish patented technology on water purification and move into the aquaculture. So right. We are a farm. We can choose to grow ornamental fish and or we move into aquaculture. So it's a switch of product using the existing premises that we have. Yeah, and also to leverage on the technology we have for our aquarium accessories.
Okay. Mm.
Well, of course, all of this is related to the whole food security issue, isn't it? So tell us more about how much a setup like this could contribute to Singapore's goal of being more secure in that arena.
Singapore has been, we are seeing a lot of farms, veggie farms and fish farms setting up. What we are looking at is we'll be setting up some shrimp farm. I mean, in Singapore, we import around 16,000 tons of shrimp yearly, according to SFA data. And we are thinking that if we were to convert farms like that, maybe we can produce 100 and 200 tons a year. And still a small portion, but I hope we can be maybe 5% of the total import.
Does this AI and IoT, you're talking about how this is developed for shrimps, can it extend beyond that?
For the boss system, the IoT, I think IoT system is just something very trendy and people use it. Yeah, but I think what's more important is the sensor technology, because if the sensors do not give right information to the IoT, to the data, I mean, like giving right data, the prediction and everything will be wrong. Mm. So sensors is very important, in my opinion, and I think Bosch is quite good at it. So with the sensor technology and things like that, I think there are applications to other streams and other fish as well.
Mm. Can you talk to us about these applications that go beyond what you're already doing? Because presumably this type of data-driven precision farming can really be expanded across the board, right? In all types of farming.
We need to do some other research on that. I believe that with sound technology, it can be, you know, ornamental fish, we can actually, if we're doing super intensive farming, we can actually use that to detect feeding method patterns and things like that. And also with intensive system, I think the AI behind can actually better predict than what the human does.
We're on the line this morning with Yap Kok Cheng, who is Chief Executive Officer for Chin Hu. Quite an interesting conversation, you know, AI and IoT when it comes to the aquaculture industry. So let's talk about how you guys are developing this platform using AquaEasy's cloud-based IoT capabilities. This is going to improve the supply chain, no doubt.
Yes, it is. I think it's not only on the supply chain, it's also on the traceability.
Okay.
And it actually helps the farmer and consumer to track the production methods. And also, I mean, like we are very environment cautious now. So also on the carbon footprint, I think with the traceability platform, it will help farmers to reach out to markets where they need certification, or you know, you can have products that has label that to prove that the product is actually using good aquaculture practices and things like that. Mm. So these are the platform that we think it will help the farmers.
It's all about sustainable seafood, right? Sustainable yes. everything. How exactly will farmers be helped in terms of increasing output while reducing costs as well? That's always a major factor, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, for AquaEZ, the main aim of the system is that it has helped to improve on that. We call that FCR, which is the food conversion rate. It actually helps the farmer to save money. If we were to put in 2 kg of feeds to grow the shrimp or to put in 1 kg, and, you know, the 1 kg differences in the cost saving actually translate to the profit of AquaEZ.
Coaching, I want to ask a very broad question. I mean, from your angle, from your sector of food security, when you look at others, do you think Singapore is on track to achieve its 2030 food security goal?
I think SFA has been very aggressive in their strategies to achieving this target. We're seeing more farms on vegetables and food fish. However, I hope more varieties of agri-food can be considered and you know, you just build a basket across the board and not only fish and vegetables. I think that will help in terms of achieving the target earlier. Yeah. I mean, that's why I think if the strategy is actually executed correctly, I think we are on target to achieve that by 2030.
That's great.
When you say if the strategy is executed correctly, what do you mean? I mean, what are your ideas or advice for the authorities and various other players in the industry to ensure that there is a higher take-up rate for using tech in farming in order to achieve these goals?
I have actually attended a few sessions of the Lim Chu Kang Master Plan discussions, and there are many, many interesting ideas coming to build Singapore into an agri-food hub. So those are the strategies that we are talking about, not only on the farming and also on all the other things. So it actually can. So that is what I mean by executing all the strategies correctly. So they have come up with a master plan to actually make everything very efficient. You know, a lot of activities can happen.
Quick one, Kok Ching, to wrap things up. What else can we look forward to from Tian Hu in the near future?
Well, we will continue to grow our automated fish business, I mean organically.
Yeah.
And then we will look out for technology that can help us to improve our farming methods. Of course, we will move into expanding our shrimp production so that to be able to fulfill or help in achieving the 30-30 goal.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And we will continue on our research. And recently, we have completed our research and we have developed, the world's first automated fish counting machine. With an accuracy about 99% and over 30 species and variety. So these are the directions that we have been moving. We'll be innovating and we'll be adopting new technology and we'll be doing digitalizations across the whole company.
Imagine how they used to do that with the human eye, the counting.
Yeah, I was just thinking that must have been a nightmare. So I'm sure tech is certainly helping. All the best to you, Kok Ching, on Tian Hu's future plans as well. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Yap Kok Ching, Chief Executive Officer of Tian Hu. You stay safe and take care.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.